Are you getting worried when market is falling? Is fall resulting in sleepless nights for you? If you want to peacefully navigate through the phase when the stock market is bleeding, then this podcast is for you. Because as my mentor says, be prepared and don't react. But most of the times, 90% of the investors just react to the market and behave in a different way which they should not be doing it. So what you'll learn in this podcast is 7 powerful steps which I use in my investing journey, particularly during such kind of falling markets. So don't stop compounding, and at the same time you need to have risk management in place, and that is exactly what I'm going to explain you and discuss with you in this podcast. So grab your pen and notepads and take a lot of notes and let's dive in. Hello, I'm Vivek Mashrani here, and you are tuning into Technofunda Investing Podcast. And as I mentioned, most of the times when market is falling, entire screen is red and there is mayhem all across. Generally, you know, we succumb to that fear and our emotion takes over. And most of the times, you know, we are just reacting to the market. We are not prepared. So what I'm going to share with you now will help you to be prepared in any such fall in future and even any fall that is happening right now in front of you. So make sure you take a lot of notes and understand what I'm talking about. And this is going to be really powerful and amazing learning for all of you. So the first step which you need to think about is in terms of allocation. So if you are not able to sleep properly at night during the fall, or slightest, you know, 1 or 2% fall, I've seen many people who, you know, slight shake off that is happening, market is continuously going up, and then suddenly there is 1 or 2% fall and their stocks probably fall slightly higher, 3 to 4%, and they get shaken off. If that is the case and you are not able to sleep properly, I think most likely the scenario is wrong allocation to equity. So if you have put in too much money into equity and you know, everything is at stake, what will happen is your mindset will prevent you from getting that drawdown, or you know, just riding that drawdown. So what you need to do in that case is probably do a risk profiling, go and get in touch with a proper financial advisor, do a risk profiling, and then get your asset allocation check. Right, I've also done a podcast number 10 where I talk about allocation and all those things. You can also check that out. But that is the first step. So if something is wrong, when there is small fall that is happening in terms of emotional reaction, then it is most likely with the allocation. That is the first point. The second point is, don't do it randomly. As I said, you need to be prepared. Don't react, please. Okay, because when you react in stock markets, most of the times there is possibility of losses, because you know, our greed and fear emotions are just playing in the opposite direction. When it is needed to be greedy, we get fearful, and when it is needed to be fearful, we get greedy and go on in. So it is very important to be prepared, have a process in place, have an entire journey mapped, that what are the different steps you require in terms of your investing process. Okay, and I have discussed my 10 process of investing in a podcast number 8, where I've gone through each and every steps which are highly essential in your journey to create a proper investing process. Okay, so just go through that later on. It's a episode number 10 where I've gone in detail. It's like half an hour podcast just on the investment process. And another thing which I've seen, because people don't have investment process in place, when there is a crash that is happening, the entire stock market is bleeding, and even if they are, you know, psychologically fine and mentally ready to buy in, they generally don't have cash during the fall, which they can use to take advantage of the market fall. And I'll tell you in the subsequent steps how you can generate this cash automatically. You can actually take advantage of up move of the market when you are fully invested, and when the market is falling, how you can dynamically go to cash. I'll talk to you about in the later points. So that is the second point, where you need to be prepared and you be you have to have that investment process in place. The third is building a portfolio which is a very, very solid portfolio around this investment process. So once you have decided what is your entire investment process based on the steps, which I also told you that on the podcast 8 I've shared, you need to, you know, follow a specific design of the portfolio, because portfolio is like your, you know, budgeting kind of thing. You know, you need to have a proper plan in place that what ultimately you want to see in terms of the stocks which are going into your portfolio, what is your criteria, what is your process, everything should be clear. Now, in my personal investing journey, what I do is I follow a core and satellite portfolio approach. Okay, and I'll talk to you in depth about it also, why and what is the thought process and how it helps me during such falls also. So how this process looks like is the core portfolio is like high quality companies, 70% of the entire capital goes there. And I have a stringent selection criteria over there. Again, I have different rules in terms of entry, exits and all that, which is a different ballgame altogether. But the focus of core portfolio is long-term compounding as well as capital protection. Okay, so here, you know, the selection criteria is stringent. I have like 10 to 15 such companies in that core portfolio. And this basically acts as a, you know, solid foundation for the portfolio. That is 70%. 30% is like satellite portfolio where I basically do different things. It is more like a positional portfolio. You can understand if any cyclical sector is there or any new emerging sector is there, new company which is just emerging and it is promising. All those experiments happen in satellite portfolio. So you can imagine this like a experimental lab, and that is how it looks like. So that is like 30% of the remaining portion, which is called satellite portfolio. Now, one more rule I follow in my investment process and in terms of building portfolio is add the positions gradually, and most likely it is averaging up during the up move of the market. And I don't buy at one shot everything. And how it helps me is it helps me avoid buying a lot of things at the peak. You know, imagine that market is at a peak and you go all in and build your portfolio and then it starts falling. So the risk increases substantially if you do that. And if you go by tranches and average up slowly when things are moving in your favor, the risk reward which you are playing, that is in your favor. So that is the differentiation and that is the thought process I use. Okay. So that is the third point in terms of building portfolio around this investment process. So let me just repeat quickly the three points which we discussed. First is fix your allocation if you are not able to sleep properly in terms of the overall asset allocation. Second is be prepared, have an investment process in place. Third, build a portfolio around this investment process, have clarity in terms of how you want to build this portfolio. And now let's come to the fourth one. So the fourth is once you have built your portfolio, you need to have criteria of risk management in place. So what I do personally is I have my risk aggregation criteria in the portfolio. I set limits for each and every risk which are there in the portfolio. So it may be, you know, sector specific risk. So I don't want to, you know, go too much into one sector. And, you know, we have seen time and again that if one sector performs and then again that starts falling, it can ruin your portfolio. Okay, so sector level risk aggregation, I check it. I also check market cap specific risk aggregation. So if there is too much of large cap or too much of mid cap or too much of small cap, again, you know, there is a high risk because sometimes, you know, large cap moves very fast up or even down, and same way, you know, small caps moves very quickly and then again falls very quickly. So I don't want to expose myself in just one bucket and, you know, have my portfolio butchered. And that is again the reason why people also panic. So a lot of people I've seen, they go all in into micro caps, they go all in into, you know, SME companies and low end of the companies, or sometimes even large cap, you know. And what happens is when this rotation happens, entire portfolio is bleeding. So market might be, you know, down 1%, but their portfolio is down 6-8% also. You know, if you are really down that curve in terms of quality also at the same time. So you need to have that thought process that you need to give stability to your portfolio And the risk management of your portfolio is the priority even before you think about returns. Okay, so that is the fourth point you need to think about. And have a diversification into all these things, and these should be based on risk aggregation. Okay, so that is fourth point. The fifth is very important. What I see is a lot of time people just panic when there is a fall and they come out. I've seen classic example in March 2020 COVID fall. When the fall happened, you know, initially people resisted, then slightly more fall happened. Like it was around, I think, 14,000, 15,000 levels initially. When it fell to 13,000, a lot of people, you know, resisted that fall and probably, you know, just wait and watch mode. Then when it went to 11,000, they did average down and, you know, bought a lot of things, exhausted their cash. And then when it went to, you know, 7,500, 8,000 level, they freaked out, panicked, and sold everything. Okay, so that is the worst thing to do, because what happens is if you have done that and if you do that repeatedly, most likely the chances are that you will never be able to re-enter the market. And why that happens is because of our anchoring bias, right? We have seen that price getting sold at certain price. Say, for example, you've taken a stock and you're sold at 100 rupees. Now, when it comes back to like 130, 140 rupees, when the bounce happens, it is very, very difficult psychologically to re-anchor the prices with the new reality. You know, you'll still think that the same stock I sold for 100 rupees, why am I buying for 140, 130 rupees, right? So that is where the principle I follow is never stop compounding. Okay, so your core portfolio should keep compounding no matter what. And you know, the exit should be only for two criteria. One is if your individual stock falls and the exit triggers because of any reason. It could be, you know, business deterioration or anything that has happened to that company. But if the market-wide fall happens and the business is intact and the compounding engine is running, then it's unwise to, you know, just pull the plug and get out. So if you are getting shaken in the core portfolio or the quality companies which you have bought after deliberate consideration, and that is the whole thing, you know, you need to, again, when you are doing that research, you need to start thinking whether, you know, you are doing it for a longer period of time, whether you have conviction, whether all your checklist points are getting covered or not. And that should be the starting point. But if still, you know, during the fall, your conviction is getting shaken off, you need to go back, research, understand the business well, and build conviction. Because, you know, if you don't understand your business well and your core portfolio, you are just getting out in slightest of fall, that is the last thing you should be doing. Because when market bounces back, you are on cash and then you'll never be able to enter. And I've done a podcast also on this. What are the qualities of great business and how you should look when you are analyzing any company? You know, the episode 7 is the episode where you can go and check it out. This is where I've mentioned about what are the qualities of great businesses. Now, as I said, core portfolio should be backed by solid research. And what I do is, you know, I have like entire formula around it, what all qualitative and quantitative things to do. And even in my investing community, I teach a model called four-cylinder model to do their fundamental research. I also have an entire module called stock screening formula, where I go through this in-depth process. And I only want those businesses which get filtered from all these criteria. And there are very such few businesses. But once you get down to that kind of, you know, filtered list of the companies, then that conviction really builds up. Okay, so that is in terms of continuous compounding and not to be bothered about small falls when market is bleeding and get out of the core portfolio. Okay, I'll tell you about rotation and all that. You can do some rotation and tweaks around core portfolio. I'll give you some examples also what could have been done in the COVID fall also. But this is the basic idea. Now, the sixth point is satellite portfolio. Now, satellite portfolio, as I mentioned, it's more like positional, where you are playing emerging companies, some cyclicals, and where you don't have like full conviction, but you know that if it works out, it can make it big. So it's more like you are playing optionality, and it is short to medium term kind of portfolio. Now, during the market up move, ideally what will happen is if you are following the process properly, your satellite portfolio will be fully allocated. So your 70% core is fully allocated, 30% satellite is also fully allocated. And if you have a proper exit system in place, you know, and as I keep saying, you know, in the markets, you should know when to hold and when to fold, particularly when it comes to the satellite portfolio. Okay, because if you know that there could be chances of severe derating, or you know there is a problem in the business, or there is a significant cycle that is going on, there is no point in staying into that part of the portfolio, right? So you need to know when to hold and when to fold. And the last thing you should be doing is averaging down in the satellite portfolio, because the falls would be brutal, and sometimes it can go into stage four, which is like a, you know, downward movement in the entire cycle of a stock. And if you keep averaging down, you know, you will wipe off your capital. So that should be the last thing you should be doing. Now, the logic, as I mentioned previously while talking about a building portfolio, for making this kind of construct of core and satellite is basically to have a dynamic cash allocation. What I mean by dynamic cash allocation is, when market is going in your favor, you are fully allocated. Like as I said, you know, 30% is fully allocated. But because you have your exit strategy in place and you are adding in tranches and, you know, averaging up, once your exit triggers and if the fall is like really meaningful, what will happen is your 30% of this satellite position will automatically get converted into cash. And this is more like a hedging formula, you know, rather than doing hedging with option and incurring additional cost and, you know, worrying about that fall. This is like a natural way to create a cash buffer. Okay. So that is how I manage my satellite portfolio. That is the sixth point. Seventh point is very important. And if you follow this, this will like make your life super easy, super comfortable, while the market is bleeding. Okay, so rather than going into negative thoughts, and I've seen, you know, a lot of media also, they keep on throwing bad news and create a lot of fear. Even on social media, if you hang out, there will be so much of posts which will, you know, disturb you mentally and will make you more and more fearful. But what I suggest is, rather than being fearful and going into that negative mindset, you need to stay positive in terms of your mindset and do your homework, because the time of doing homework is much more important during a downfall than the up move. Okay, because up move, the risk reward are lower, your margin of safety is lower. But when the down move happens, actually, you know, it's the best time to do your homework. So what I follow is finding pockets of strength. That is the seventh point. How to find pockets of strength is basically, in terms of satellite portfolio, I create a watch list of companies which are staying strong, where I don't have full conviction. I've studied them. I feel that, you know, they could be future winners. And the market tells me that where are these pockets of strength. So something which is falling much lower, or even, you know, bouncing very quickly during these falls, are the potential winner of the future. So I don't immediately buy it, because, you know, the market can fall further and you can keep bleeding for a long period of time. So for satellite portfolio, I create the watch list and use this time when the market is bleeding to create opportunity for my future winners in the portfolio. Okay, so that is one part into it. The second part, in terms of finding pockets of strength and you know, taking advantage of this market bleeding, is to nibble your high conviction core portfolio. Okay, so if you have like 10 to 15 good companies in your core portfolio, and you know, your tranche addition is due on that particular month or that week, then you can use that condition to actually, you know, top up some allocation into your core portfolio. And again, you don't put everything in one shot, because, you know, market will give you multiple opportunities, but at least top up with some nibbling with your high conviction ideas. Okay. And what you can also do in terms of rotation, as I said earlier, is even in core portfolio, you can use this opportunity to rotate from weaker to stronger sectors or stocks. Like, say, for example, in COVID fall in March 2020, say, for example, real estate sector, we know that due to COVID might not do well. Then some other sectors like hotels and restaurant might not do well. And you know that this could go on for many months and there is headwinds in terms of sector or a particular business. then it is wise to rotate your portfolio and, you know, ride those sectors or stock where there is good tailwind. So say, for example, if you had Sobha in the portfolio, again, this is for example, I'm just giving you for the context, that suppose you had Sobha in real estate player and you feel, you know, it's not going to go anywhere because of these headwinds, and some digital plays are there, say HDFC Life or ICICI Lombard, which might benefit from this fall, then you can use that to rotate into your journey. Okay, so ride your winners, cut your losers, and move from weaker players or sectors to stronger sectors and stocks. Yeah, so find pockets of strength. That is the mantra in the seventh point. Right, so hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you want to learn this process at a deeper level, you can even join my investing community and attend my masterclass by going into this link. Just note it down. It is technofunda.co/join. Right. And what I would highly recommend is just check out this podcast and give a 5-star review and send me a screenshot of that review on my email. And I have a special gift for you. So put a subject line as podcast gift and email me to connect@vivekmashrani.com. Right, only review if you felt that this was super useful and it was great value. If you felt from your heart, then only give the review. But I just want to reciprocate that with a cool gift. So when you do that, just do a screenshot. Just email me connect@vivekmashrani.com with the subject line podcast gift, and you will have your gift in your inbox. Yeah. So hope you enjoyed this amazing podcast. You got super value, super clarity in terms of what to do in such kind of scenario when the fall is happening, the entire market is bleeding, how to stay cool and how to stick to your entire process, right? So thank you for listening and tuning into this podcast. Have a remaining great day. And thank you for listening again. Cheers, God bless, and bye-bye.